Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing this week in our study in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 6 is filled with bits of wisdom from God for our everyday life. Today we're going to focus on one specific verse in the book of Proverbs, but we'll begin reading at verse 16 of Proverbs chapter 6. There are six things which the Lord hates, yes, seven, which are an abomination to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that run rapidly to evil, a false witness who utters lies, and one who spreads strife among brothers. Or the King James says, one who sows discord among the brethren. We're going to focus on this last part of verse 19, that to God, there is something that he hates very deeply, and that is an abomination to him. And what is that abomination? What is that seventh thing which is an abomination to him? We find it here in verse 19, one who spreads strife among brothers, or one who sows strife among the brethren. Strife can be defined as contention, argumentativeness, divisions, conflict, friction, quarrelsome attitude, discord, disputings. The idea that we get from these various words is that it is a tool of the enemy to bring division between people. Argumentativeness divides people. Friction divides people. Conflict divides people. When you find someone who always feels like they have to play the devil's advocate, you have found somebody who has given in to the spirit of strife, because the spirit of strife is always trying to bring an argument to someone's position. It's trying to bring in conflict. It's trying to absolutely turn the situation from someone's opinion to another. You find someone that always has to correct everyone, always has to point out how someone else is wrong in their opinion, and you may have found yourself someone who's operating in a spirit of strife. Strife, as the Word of God tells us, is something that God hates, and God considers it an abomination. We know that God is a God of peace. One of the names for God that is found in the Hebrew is Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. Conflict, strife, contention, quarrels show us the opposite of peace. God wants us to have peace in our homes. God wants us to have peace in our marriages. God wants peace to be the thing that a Christian spreads everywhere he or she goes. We're called to be peacemakers, not strife makers. And yet there are some in the body of Christ who have taken it upon themselves to be strife makers rather than peacemakers in the Christian family. The New American Standard Bible translates this verse, Proverbs 6:19, as one who spreads strife among brethren, among brothers. Brethren, or brothers in the body of Christ, we should be, and we should have that attitude that it's our heart's desire to see unity and to pray for unity. And we know that across the body of Christ that there are many different opinions and positions on various doctrines in the Bible, and yet we should not allow that to be a point of strife in the camp of God, so that we find brother against brother, sister against sister, when we should be having some unity in Christ Jesus and allow the Lord to correct the less important issues of doctrine that stand so often between us. God hates strife. It's an abomination to him, and he hates the person who sows or spreads strife among brothers. Understand that the enemy of your soul, Satan himself, longs to see strife in your life. Satan wants quarrels to develop in families. Satan wants contention and conflict in churches. Satan wants Christians to be disagreeable with one another, to have divisions and sects arise within groups of people. God wants to bring unity and peace, and I don't in any way mean that there should be peace at all costs and we should not hold to the basic doctrines of the gospel, not for a moment, but we should be on guard against the enemy who wants to sow strife, contention, quarrels, friction, conflict, debate among people of like faith. God wants us to be a people of unity because in unity there is strength, but a house divided against itself will not stand. We know from Jesus' teachings in the gospel. We need to guard our own personal life, our family life, our marriages, even our workplace and our churches against a spirit of strife which seeks to destroy. Proverbs 16, verse 27 says, "A perverse man spreads strife." Strife goes about trying to implant ideas in someone's mind that will pit them against another person. Don't allow Satan to influence you to be a person who sows strife. We see this displayed in marriages quite often. God wants a married couple to be as one. It's the ultimate picture of unity. And yet Satan wants to bring in division. Strife is sown through words, most usually. Strife can be implanted by certain words spoken that bring division and conflict. When you have a conflict with your mate over perhaps a non-essential issue, understand there is a spirit that's behind that. There's human disagreement, there's human differences, there's personality differences, and that's fine. But don't allow those things to be blown into a quarrel, into a full-scale argument, into a division where there's a wedge between you and your spouse over something of non-essential proportions. Beware when a little argumentativeness develops before you've left the house in the morning. Beware a spirit of strife is trying to enter your home and trying to destroy your marriage. And we cannot ignore the little things because we find out in the book of Proverbs that strife is like the beginning of the dripping of water from a dam. If you don't deal with it when it's just a drip, it will become a full-fledged flood that bursts the dam. That's how strife works. It starts out in a most insidious manner, in a very small way, with a few words of disagreement, a few moments of unresolved argumentativeness, a little bit of conflict, which turns into resentment, which turns into evil speaking, which turns into a spirit of judgment. That person is so wrong. I wish they'd get their act together, which turns into anger, which turns into bitterness, which can turn into hatred, and even to murder or divorce. Understand, strife is an enemy in your life. You need to avoid it like the plague, but you need to be aware of its most insidious nature and the smallest way it will try to bring a wedge in between you and those you love, in between you and your marriage partner, in between you and your children, in between you and your boss or your coworker. Strife is a very dangerous thing. James chapter 3, verse 16 tells us just how serious strife is. Where strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Understand that behind strife comes a whole truckload of other demonic influences. As I described the progression that strife can take, imagine it just for a moment in your workplace. There's a little disagreement between a few employees, and this continues. There's bickering, argumentativeness about how something should be handled. Then there's a smug, prideful, I know I'm right and you're wrong attitude that begins to develop. And then this conflict continues day after day, week after week, unresolved. And then it becomes resentment between a few coworkers and another coworker. And then evil speaking starts to begin and people are speaking evil of one another in that workplace. Well, then a spirit of judgment gets a hold of them and they have become critical and bitter towards one another. Then anger begins to flare up, and then bitterness and even hatred starts to take root in that place. For certain, productivity would be quenched. For certain, an atmosphere of difficulty will have taken hold in that place, and cohesion and unity's been destroyed, and so the common goal has become quite watered down, and the progress of that company will stutter and eventually come to a halt until that issue of strife is resolved. The same goes for a marriage. The same goes for a family situation. Do not let strife take a hold in your personal relationships. God wants you to walk in peace, to be a peacemaker, and to avoid strife at every turn.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.